You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2 90.5, and KUTX.org. We're community supported radio from UT Austin. I'm your guest host this hour, Will Johnson, and I have taken control of the spaceship here at KUTX for a little bit. I have an hour and I'm going to play a handful of songs that I really, really love. This is my KUTX. Here's a song by Nina Nastasia called Cry, Cry, Baby.
I won't cry, cry, baby. I won't worry anymore. You and I, we are ideal. I'm sad.
Nina Nastasia with Cry Cry Baby from her Outlaster LP. It's just one of those songs that I will always remember exactly where I was the first time I heard it. We were recording with our project called Overseas just a couple years ago, and Matt Cadane played it in the studio, and I'll never forget that moment. It's just one of those songs that caught me in time and everything stopped for a while. It also involves the great Jim White on drums of Dirty Three fame, one of my very favorite drummers of all time. His drumming is absolutely a language unto itself. Up next, we have The Replacements, Bastards of Young.
God, what a mess, all alive.
This is Will Johnson. You're listening to KUTX 98.9. Those are Replacements with Bastards of Young from their Tim LP back in 1985. No band had or has affected me quite the way that band has over the course of my life. Responsible for many decisions I've made in my life, without a doubt. And recently reunited for some shows. Played one in Toronto the other night, and I think there's a few more coming up. Up next we have, from the south side of Chicago, recording 1971, Pastor T.L. Barrett and the Youth for Christ Choir, Like a Ship.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those recordings I wish I could have been present to see how it all unfurled. It's just an incredible sounding song, like a ship. Pastor T.L. Barrett and the Youth for Christ Choir. First heard that song a few years ago when my bandmate from Monsters of Folk, Jim James, and I were hunkered down in a hotel room after a show, drinking cans of cheap beer, and he insisted, must hear this recording. And again, another one of those recordings I'll never forget. First time I heard it, Pastor T.L. Barrett. Up next, from Brattleboro, Vermont, we have Sam Amadon from his I See the Sign LP. Accompanying him on this recording is Beth Orton, his wife. It's called You Better Mind.
Thank you.
That is Alabama's Dexateens, Devoted to Lonesome from their Red Dust Rising LP from a few years ago, produced by Austin's very own Tim Kerr. My good friend Patterson Hood turned me on to the Dexateens in January of 05, and up to that time I'd only written one fan letter in my life, which was to the Afghan Whigs in about summer of 1990. But I wasn't writing letters in the summer of 05. But I did send the Dexateens a MySpace message telling them how much I adored their band and their recordings, and we became pen pals, and our band Centromatic wound up doing some shows with them down the line. But nonetheless, they are back kicking around a little bit again, and I'm hoping that they'll have some new recordings before too long. We'll just see. But at any rate, the brainchild of Elliot McPherson and company, the Dexateens from Alabama. Up next, we have a gal who just released a few singles, to my knowledge. This particular one was written by Clarence Reed. It appears on the Numero Group's Eccentric Soul, Outskirts of Deep City. This is Lynn Williams, Don't Be Surprised.
Don't be surprised if you see me on my hands and knees. Oh, don't be surprised if you see me chasing birds and bees. Oh, because of you. The sweet music of love we can no longer make, and it's just too much for my poor heart to take. I thought I was dreaming. Rest of the day.
impossible place. I'd rather not leave the bed here with you. Since there's a dead black cat scattered on my street, I'd rather stay here.
You're listening to 98.9 KUTX. This is Will Johnson. I come to you from a whole bunch of different bands and projects very proud and honored that they let me take over the spaceship here for about an hour or so and play some of my very favorite music. That was fellow Texans Bedhead from their 1996 LP Beheaded, came out on Trans Syndicate. Up next, we have Eddie Hanton, an incredibly influential musician, also from Alabama, like the Dexateens. Part of the Muscle Shoals rhythm section, played with Wilson Pickett, Aretha Franklin, Solomon Burke, Staple Singers, Elvis Presley, the Box Tops, Otis Redding, to mention a few. He grew up in Tuscaloosa and made incredible recordings of his own. Here's one called Have a Little Mercy on Me.
Like I do, oh baby, have a little mercy on me. I can't help feeling like I do, oh baby, have a little mercy on me. I don't know why.
Crazy, yeah. God help me see. is testing me. This world is stressing me. Yeah.
Come on.
Testing me.
Testing me.
My God is stressing me. My destiny. Man, that path's so hard to see. It's testing me. It's testing me. Why is it stressing me? Yeah. And so it seems it's falling apart at the seams. And all of my dreams will never ever be seen. Yeah. As I wipe the tears from my eyes, you ask me why do I cry? The days go by, more and more die. It's so heavy. Lord knows it's so heavy. It's testing me. Yeah. Yeah.
Los Angeles, California. Madlib produced it. Stone's Throw put it out. That is Dudley Perkins with Testing Me from his Expressions 2012 AU LP from a few years back. He sometimes goes by the alter ego name Declaim, collaborates with Georgia Ann Muldrow and many others, but a great find and worth checking out if you get the chance. Up next, we've got Kurt Vile with Waking on a Pretty Day.
Thank you.
along the way today.
This is Will Johnson. You're listening to KUTX 98.9. happy, happy, happy to be able to take over the controls for a little while and play some of my favorite music. That is Kurt Vile with Waking on a Pretty Day, one of my very favorite songs of the summer. Up next we have The Anomenon from their record A Sleep Many Years in the Wood, which was put out by Temporary Residence Records. It's kind of the brainchild of Ned Oldham, of Oldham Brothers fame, Palace Brothers, Palace Music. Took part in many of those recordings. This is his band, The Anomenon, with a song called Tongue and Heart. That is The Anomenon with Tongue and Heart from about 10 years ago, I guess, on their Asleep Many Years in the Wood LP. This is Will Johnson, and it has been an honor and a joy to get to come in here and play some of my favorite songs for y'all this past hour. This is 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2 90.5, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from right here at the University of Texas in Austin. I'm going to close it out with a song written by my friend and fellow collaborator, Jason Molina. Jason passed away back in March of this year, and it's my opinion that we lost one of the great American songwriters of our time. His voice was an element unto itself. It was something very wide and expansive, and I think his songs will live on as time goes. This is from the Songs Ohio record, Magnolia Electric Company. It's called Just Be Simple.
Same old loneliness, everybody knows where that is. We built that house of his, and when he's not home, someone else we know always is. If heaven's really coming back, I hope it has a heart attack when they see how dangerous it is for guys. Time to get going when it's really been so long that it starts showing. It's always heaven goes, who always almost tells me the secret. How there's really no doing it again. Thanks for letting me win. And everything you hated me for, honey, there was so much. I just didn't get busted. Simple again.